The Kentucky Court of Appeals says county jails can continue to charge inmates for the cost of confinement, even if they are acquitted or the charges against them are dropped. But an attorney for a former inmate says the practice runs afoul of state law. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The appeals court upheld a lower court's ruling allowing judges to charge booking and housing fees and keep the money even if the charges are dismissed or the inmate is found not guilty. A lawsuit was brought by David Jones of Clark County, who was jailed 14 months until the charges against him were dropped. But the jail billed him more than $4,000 for his stay.
This isn't the Holiday Inn.
That's Greg Belsley, the attorney for David Jones. He says the accused have a presumption of innocence, and keeping the money after their case is dismissed violates due process.
Until and unless you plead guilty to a crime or you are found guilty of a crime, you can't be punished, and this is a punishment.
Belsley says the 2-to-1 ruling contradicts a state law passed in 2000 that leaves it to a sentencing judge to determine if an inmate, once his case is resolved, can afford jail fees and how much is owed.
When a poor criminal defendant appears before the court, it's the court that asks that person questions and decides whether or not they can afford a lawyer, not the prosecutor. And that's exactly what we're doing here.
The majority of the court said they were following precedent from previous rulings in the state, but Belsley argues those court opinions didn't deal with individuals against whom all charges were dropped, such as his client. He says federal courts have ruled jailers can collect confinement fees, but if the inmate is acquitted or the charges dismissed, the money must be returned. Kentucky jails have become increasingly dependent on inmate fees amid tight budgets and swelling inmate populations. But Belsley says that shouldn't matter.
I've been mugged twice. The person who mugged me thought he needed the money. It didn't make it any less of a crime than this.
Attorney Jeffrey Mando is representing the Clark County Jail. He didn't return a call seeking comment, but successfully argued before the appeals court that state law allows jailers to charge inmates and the right to collect fees isn't dependent on a sentencing judge. The case is now headed to the Kentucky Supreme Court. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.